five unlikely friends brought together to do a simple job. But when things go wrong, they'll have to find a way to escape the Ring Planet.
You are on your way to the Cultus Lair, a place given to you by Muerto de Caliente.
Where the fuck?
Peligro más grande!
Okay, you guys heard that. It was right behind us. You heard it, right?
I did not hear a damn thing. Are you sure you're all right there, Finn?
No!
Yeah, I just got a text message from him.
Text alert? Hey! Muerto de Caliente! That's a little better.
I meant Muerto Caliente to reaffirm and confirm our rules of engagement. Are we here to murderize them, or are we here to politely attempt to evict them first?
Will we crush them like an annoying yapping dog?
Sounds good to me.
He says,
I really. The text message, you can even hear his voice through the text message, and it says, I really don't care how you do it, so long as they are off my world. They've been causing too much trouble here, and I want them gone.
Full planetary eviction, that is. Woo!
Cut that.
Well, I'd say burn them out, but,
Yeah, I'd
say that.
Yeah.
All right. That information, what do you choose to do?
So,
hope for an 8-hour rest so I can swap out some of my spells, but
I could say that since the miniatures fight, you can have had an 8-hour rest in between. It wasn't a pressing issue. It wasn't a time sensitive issue. However, there is a time sensitive issue in you getting to the race, so yes. That actually does give you 2 days left to get there. Whatever modifications you guys want to make to your ship, I'm just going to go ahead and just erase the time it takes to do it for you, just because it's more interesting to just let you do it. We have never had time to install the boosters.
Just give me another copy of the ship and just put it racing in the name, and then I'll do that after the session.
Okay.
Cool. And I got to plug in my phone before it dies.
You know what? Now that was mentioned.
Do we have any information about the layout of the compound that they are in or anything like that?
Just a
location.
Basically, when you get there, you'll look and you'll see like there's like a compound on top. And he did tell you that there are subterranean portions to it. So it's going to be that top layer, and you're pretty sure it's just going to descend toward the planet's core. It would be your
standard operating procedure.
Does this look like Cultus built compound, or does this look like something would have?
This is Cultus built, definitely.
Move into this building.
Basically, you.
Okay, so our safest option is probably
just start nuking them.
Hold on. Hold on, before we even start going down that route, let me double check what kind of weapons we have. No. No, we will not be doing that. No, because
we don't have
heat-based guns.
We have too good of guns.
We do have a light hacksaw arm, though. That's all I'm
saying. Cut them off the planet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I think then our only option then is to do a ground assault and hope we can push them out.
Another issue. All my weapons are also fire weapons, so,
we did build a flying mouther by giving it too much heat. So, conceivably, if we just pump this thing full of heat, they might leave a...
Remind me to swap our guns out for rail guns when we get back to...
I think you said that last time you had a Mouther encounter, too.
Yeah, they had plasma cannons in front of me, and I'm like, ooh, burning death, and I slapped them on, so...
Couldn't we just talk to them and tell them they're being evicted? I mean...
Well, yeah, we don't, but they're not going to leave.
We don't know that.
But we can definitely start with that. It's the only thing is by
that's true. I mean, element of surprise. I'd hate for them to see it coming when we start bombarding them from space. That's always best left for surprises.
Which we can't do because we either have a shield draining gun or plasma cannons, which, you know.
Well, no matter what, I'm staying on the ship.
Okay, so we... So what we can do is we can put Vernet, Liana, and Mick on the ship, and we can rebroadcast from the ground to communicate with them. And if they say, yeah, fuck you, we're not leaving, we can immediately kick the doors down.
Now, before option B is, we just tell them the rent went up. We just keep jacking up the rent. Then they'll leave by their own volition.
They haven't been paying.
Which is why the rent has gone up.
Muerte del Caliente is, he says that they haven't paid in months. So, I don't think it matters how much the rent is.
But I guess no matter you're what, we're going to try to collect their back rent, right?
Guess, yeah.
That can definitely be a part of the conversation to evict them. So, I think no matter what, we need to land as stealthily as we can and then rebroadcast through the ships if we need to take the surprise.
Why not land it? Why land at all? I mean, do a halo jump.
Because we can't bombard them.
That is fun.
I would not like to... I think I would be fine with that, but I think the rest of my larger companions might die to flak that they could throw at us.
But they see you.
So
there's also the fun little thing that I don't fly.
Yet.
No, I plummet screaming and cursing.
You guys don't have any dumpsters here? Oh yeah, no dumpsters. Damn.
The fact that you called it dumpsters is why we didn't have any on the ship.
What? They're fun.
Hell yeah.
Ask these two. They loved them, right? You guys loved them?
Goddamn right.
See?
Awesome.
It was all right.
Yeah, so I'm making an executive decision. We're going to try to land and rebroadcast through Vernet on the ship. So we're going to land like a mile.
Sounds good. Who's piloting? Let's see a piloting check.
Whatever seems stealthy.
Mouse.
There it is.
Sheet open again.
Unless otherwise stated, Finn will always be piloting.
Alright.
Pilot. It begins!
You know, as soon as I said what I said about Finn will always be piloting unless otherwise said, I'm now otherwise saying that Finn will never be piloting. I'm so happy you've rolled at least the two that you rolled instead of a one.
You look you're looking out over the landscape here, and you do see a nice flat space to land on, and you start heading down that way. And just as you head down, you see the earth kind of shake in a crack form, and all this heat and gases just come shooting up out of a fissure in the ground, and just starts shaking your ship around. Make another piloting check for me.
Better.
You're able to re-get control of the ship. Kind of like, you know, you remember Guardians of the Galaxy? The first one? When the Milano gets hit by that geyser? It's a lot like that. But you're able to just kind of catch it before you slam into the ground because of it.
Shit, that came out of nowhere.
Does it look like we were seen? Is there any activity at the cultist base?
Well, you're like, okay, did they see us? And you look over the thing, and you guys are getting hailed now.
Damn it!
Just one of the guard cultists over there is like, you guys okay? That looked a little rough.
You know, we're fine, but my randomly incompetent pilot decided to give us a little bit of a energetic wake up for this evening. However, it is great to speak with you.
He's down in the lower levels. You're welcome to come in.
Cool. Can you?
All right.
Yeah, sure.
Shuts off his comms.
I look at Finn, shake my head, and say, well, since they know we're coming, I would normally say, let's puddle jump over to them. But I think I'd be safer walking through the lava fields by foot than risking you pilot again today.
Yeah, fuck you too.
Now insult his mother.
Liana taps you on the back. You did a good job, Finn. We didn't crash into the planet.
My fault. Earth decided to open up and spew on us.
Any land you can walk away from. And Vernet kind of wipes a tear away from her face.
Cool. So we get off the ship and we start plowing.
You're walking across the terrain. It is rocky and rough terrain, but you take some time, but you get over there. And the two guards there are like, you guys okay? You need a water or anything? Or
I could use some water.
I look to the one person that uses water in this group. Two people use water.
I mean, I'll take a drink before I go, but I can handle myself. I have rations and the like.
All right.
If it's offered, I'll take a drink. I'll take a water. Hell yeah.
Welcome to our forge. Let me take you in. Follow me. You got the gate, Frank? Yeah, I got it. These two are guards. These two are, quote, guards, but they seem to be, like, pretty lackadaisy about it. Like they have an easy job. And they don't even care that you're carrying weapons. They don't care. And
they're trying to trick us into a timeshare. It's devious.
Mm. Frank will stand guard, and this other guy, who is a, let's see here, what's a fun alien race to? He's an Astrozoan.
Fuck you.
But you don't know he's an Astrozoan because he looks like Benetti.
Fuck you. Even though he has no idea who Benetti is.
He has no idea who Benetti is, but that's what he looks like.
It's just in their gestalt memory now. Like, it's just there. Astrozoans know Benetti by default.
Mm-hmm. He'll escort you in. He'll say, my name's... Shit, I was going to say Derek. I can't use Derek. Where do you have Derek? Hold on. Man, my random name generator isn't really working for me. Carl, that works. My name's Carl. I used to be on the recovering team, but they got me pushing pencils these days. I'm gonna ask him why. it's like a writing utensil. It's a figure of speech, really. I mean, cool. He's got me on the light duty and on the guarding now. See, I shot a kid.
And you didn't blame it on Pike. That's his problem.
No,
it's not Die Hard. I'm just making jokes at this point. All right, so anyway, you get in this elevator.
Uh-huh.
I didn't. Andy did. So, okay. So you get in the elevator, and you descend down these lower levels. In your suits, you can see that the heat does fluctuate quite a bit in here. And there are 7 levels to this elevator. And he hits the bottom floor. And it goes down. Boo, boo, boo. It stops on the 3rd floor, and the elevator doors open up. And you look out, and you can see it's like a... You see, like, offices and you know, other cultists that are running to and from. And you know they're cultists because, again, you got that red garb that they're all wearing. But the door opens up, and you see this, just this mound of flesh and mouths and tentacles get on. And the elevator starts descending down. Carl goes, and he looks over at this, this mouther, and he says, "Working hard or hardly working?" And the mouther with the many different voices speaking all at once, like you've heard before, say, "That never gets old." And The elevator stops at the second to last floor and opens up, and the Mallether just kind of wanders out, and the doors close behind it. And then you descend to the final floor.
That was old when I was a child.
It's a classic for a reason. The doors open up. He says, this is the actual forge. So you should find our boss. He's in here.
Just
follow this path here. I'm gonna actually head up to the break room.
I really
prefer if you escort us there.
Okay,
I'm gonna sense motive him. Does it look like he's going to the break room, or does he look like he does not want to be here? 18.
He looks like he wants to go to the break room.
I mean, you do you, but if we get lost, it's on you.
Well, it's really just the one path that leads into the forge, so...
Have you met us?
Alright, I'll walk you up, that's fine.
I mean, seriously, he doesn't have eyes. Pointing at, God damn it.
Staghorn,
thank you. Yes. Remember the horn.
Okay, so he'll lead you down this path, and it gets hot, but, like, the light... It's like a weird, like... You get like the rainbow, like that rainbow sheen that kind of, it's just kind of falling everywhere. It's just the heat is giving off all these different colors because of all the different gases and things that are being burned in this forge, as they call it. And as you're wandering in, you do see, that there is one person there, and he's at a console, and he's hitting buttons, and you'll see an arm to just kind of descend down from the ceiling and insert itself into like this what appears to be a pillar of like rainbowish fire. And Carl will come up and say,
just to be exceptionally clear, since we are dealing with, you know, flesh crafters, it was a robotic arm that came down and went to
it was a robotic arm.
Or was it a Mallether arm?
Sorry, robotic arm. I don't know if I said robotic or not, but it's a robotic arm. And the guy will stop, and he'll turn around, and recognize him as he is that cultist with the helmet on, with this the blank face, and just above his head you see a screen, and it says, "Oh, it's you guys again. Have you changed your mind?"
Who's this guy?
Nero. We have not turned.
This is Travix.
However, we have been asked to have a discourse with you and your.
You got a bounce.
yeah, Morto del Caliente has asked that you leave the planet.
Why?
Something six about rent and yeah, he's. I don't know. I don't know. I got the feeling he didn't really like you, but, you know, wasn't my place to get in that. He just, you know, asked us to come let you know.
I see. Well, you just go ahead and let him know that we will leave in a couple of weeks after my work here is done.
Pretty sure he wanted you to leave.
Out on that part.
I got the feeling that if you don't leave,
what,
you know,
the Red Dragon's going to come down here and do
the
what?
Probably eat you.
I'm going to subtly cast Detect Magic. Is the forge that he's working on magic?
Yes.
I look over at as if. And I'm like, just tell me when.
yeah. I'm still getting information out of him before we decide to dispel the forge.
I'm doing this in psychic hand waving. I'm just going to dispel the forge.
Look at Italians.
Italians got a proficiency in sign language. I'm pretty sure, you know, if you don't leave him the next day, he's gonna forcibly remove you.
Well, he knows we don't like being threatened, So
I think he's giving you a good ultimatum. You didn't pay the man rent for 6 months. Like, it's just tacky, honestly.
If he wants the rent, I'll give him the rent.
I think it's more about the point that, you know, you have offended him, and he's no longer willing to do business in any capacity with you.
Collect your rent, though.
Give us the money, though.
Carl's looking around. He says, "Do I still need to be here for this?"
Oh no, you can go.
All right, and Carl leaves.
He shot a kid, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't even try to blame it on a guy named Finn. God damn it, Pike. My God. God damn it.
Right player, wrong character.
Yep.
So you can kind of see where we're
going. Yes, we're at quite the impasse. Well, how about this? Board your ship. There is someone who we would like to work with us on a project. If he agrees
you guys
to work with us on our project, then we will leave peacefully. We can always construct another forge.
And in no way am I necessarily entertaining that idea, but who is it that you would want us
Mickey
to talk?
Guyver.
I can speak to on his behalf. He will not be working with you.
Then
if you have a specific question that you would like fielded, potentially I could get some of that information, but there is a non-zero but close to chance he will even be willing to engage.
Then how about just his blueprints for an interdimensional gate?
Azuth actually laughs. You think that thing has any chance of actually ever existing? You're crazier than he is.
Well, if you say so, but if you're not here to join us on our quest to get the hell out of this ring planet, then, and you're just here to evict us, then I am sad for you. But we won't be leaving.
I will, as soon as he says sad for you, I will let Ryan know to, yeah.
Oh yeah, I dispelled the forge. Bullshit.
Okay. Cast your dispel.
Alright, it is a DC equal to 11 plus the spell's caster level.
Okay.
So it's, roll 1d20 plus 7. 18. Oh,
okay.
Object. 11 plus the item's level.
Oh, okay. So 11 plus the item's level. So it's, that's not going to do it.
Okay.
So, but he'll see you just kind of try to dispel, and you'll actually see like just the ripples of the arcana on your arcana as it hits the forge. And he goes, daring. Quite daring.
Yeah, we told you what we're doing. You gotta leave.
Staghorn?
Yes.
Go ahead and make a will save.
I'll do it. Do it. Hold on.
Time to make a will save.
I feel like this is gonna go
really fast.
Staghorn, you're held.
Crap.
Oh, never mind. It's not a mind affecting.
Is it quite clear that he has been held?
What? Make a perception check.
He has been held.
There you go.
You see him kind of his gaze kind of. You don't see his, like his eyes or anything, but you do see the helmet kind of turn toward Staghorn, and Staghorn was clearly about to reach for something and then just stops.
Cool. I do believe.
Yes. Now it is going to be initiative. What the hell? Should be everybody. There they go. All right. Who rolled for my sleepy bug?
You did when you created it.
Oh, Staghorn.
Hey, Staghorn's initiative reflects his state.
All right. Finn, you can tell shit is popping off.
Okay. And he's what? 15, 20 feet in front of
us? I'll give him 20 feet from you.
All right. I will move up and draw weapons. Alice, where the hell are you? There we go.
What does it mean that I'm held?
Paralyzed.
Can't move.
Hold person means you can't move.
Okay, so paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For, sorry, let me get the... Two rounds.
Oh.
Two rounds.
No more. There we go. And sword!
25 for his EAC. I'm going to check... KAC, yes. Right?
EAC.
Oh, EAC?
I attack your EAC.
Then that's going to be a no, sir.
Damn it.
Eh. Is that your turn?
Yeah, I got no button to end turn.
Right.
There we go.
All right.
Fucking
God damn it, Carrie.
There you go, Leopold. It's your turn.
Base attack bonus. So roll 1d20.
Let me get a refill, BRB.
5 plus 5. Does a 19 hit his EAC?
Nope.
Alright. I'm rolling like shit.
So he comes up and he takes a slice at him and just kind of phases through the blade and you take a shot and he just kind of moves out of the way and he looks pretty adept at what's going on right now. Azuth, it is your turn.
He needs to make a will save of 22.
I rolled a 25.
Okay, so that was my standard action. My move action has been given to Sovereign. Sovereign will take his extra move action to move, and then he'll take the full action to double attack him from behind. Blap. Blap. Those are two fantastically horrible rolls.
So you zip behind him, and you try to take those bites as you're just like trying to cast that mental block, and he's just like kind of shakes his head off and just kind of shakes his head a bit, and he just shirks off your spell. His turn.
But then he goes, oh shit, a spider, and dances away from the bites.
And he goes, oh no, spider, I don't like spiders biting me. his turn. So he is going to, let's see here. It's a fun spell. I would like to cast a spell on you.
And now you're mine.
Just thinking the same thing.
Put a spell on you. Bloody hell. Sorry, I'm looking for a specific spell so I can hit. La 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 la. Now. God damn it. There it is! Okay. He is going to cast a spell. So you see him and you just see ha 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 on the screen he starts
just
to.
Just so I'm clear, he's casting a spell from right in front
of him. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So he has to, serve Sovereign. 31 for his cack.
Alright, that'll hit.
All right, 29 damage. Right. And he has to make a save against that.
What's it against? Poison?
Also, no, it's just physical damage.
He has to make a save against physical damage?
He has to make a save to actually cast his spell.
Yeah. Oh.
Because he's getting it
right. Oh, yeah, no, twice. He's fine.
I missed horribly. All right.
Okay. He kind of shimmers for a second and then... There are now 5 of him filling this room. His turn's over. Staghorn!
Okay, I attune.
Do you? Okay, you guys are going to attune because you don't have to move for that. So
right. I attune to gravity.
It's not even an active thing. You just start doing it.
Yeah. And he needs to make a fortitude save.
I rolled 11.
So he fails.
Which one? Because there's 5 of them now.
I don't know, you pick.
Hold on. I got an idea. I'm going to roll a d6. I'll re-roll 6. Okay.
Okay. And he can't move.
All right.
How do you like it, fucker?
Yeah. And that's my turn.
Your turn.
Yeah. I'm going to whip and whip out. Let's see, whip and fighting now. New round. 26 for his EAC.
That hits.
12 damage. And I doubt the 26 hit his EAC plus 8.
Yeah, it did not.
Yeah.
You bring your whip around and go, and it passes right through.
One down.
Is there another one adjacent to me that I can...
I'll say they're surrounding your crew, so yeah, you could probably try to whip out and get another one.
Poke another with my sword. My stabbing stick. Oh, fucking hell.
You want to roll odds for me real quick?
There's Andy.
Yep.
You're rolling a one?
There it is. Yep. Andy's here.
You're like, all right, now that's... You drop your sword. It's there on the platform. You didn't kick it into the forge or nothing. But...
<Could you imagine?
laughs> Damn it.
Okay, well.
It's your turn, Leopold.
I'm going to step it away that I can catch two of them within a 15-foot cone.
Okay.
And I'm going to fucking overheat two of them. Reflex saves. Half of which is holy damage. I actually don't remember what my DC is here. Let me double check. Let's do the fire. It is, 10 plus 5 plus 1, so 17. It's a DC 18 reflex for half.
Okay, one of them made it. The other one did not. One didn't make it. Okay. So you see one of them move out of the way, and the other one couldn't quite make it, but you see his image just shake and shimmer and disappear.
Two down. And the one who made it takes 3 points of half fire, half holy.
Okay. Zeus!
Is there still one in front of me?
There is, yes.
And we don't know which one's...
No.
There's 3, though. So,
how close are the 3 remaining together?
They're close enough that they're within 30 feet of each other.
Do it.
But so is your entire party.
Do it.
That's fine. I can exclude my entire party. I will cast Explosive Blast. I will expend 2 resolve points to both initiate selective targeting as well as... I can't find it, but it's basically my thing that changes the element. There it is, energy alteration. So I'm going to change the energy by spending an additional resolve point to turn it into frost, because screw fire.
I'm like, do it! And you're like, frost, what?
Don't do it!
So this will explode around everybody, except for it's actually going to exclude the party from doing... it won't hurt anybody in the party. It's a DC 22 reflex save for half.
Alright, one of them made it. The other two did not. The one that made it is... Okay.
And it has 30 frost damage.
Okay.
Or 15 frost damage.
There's only one image left now.
Is it the one I'm holding?
Is it the one you're holding? No, it's not.
Dang. Okay.
Is it the one in front of me?
It is, actually.
Cool. So I will give my move action to Savras, so Savras can take a full attack action. Savras will bite him twice.
Okay.
Blap. Is he getting flanked right now?
Yeah, sure, why not?
That's what happens when you don't do maps, alright? I'm just saying. So, 23
and 29 to hit.
23 does not, 29 does.
24 physical damage.
Okay. Alright. It's turn. Hey, Leopold,
mm-hmm.
Make a will save.
Is he casting a spell?
Yeah, but first he's gonna spend resolve to teleport to the other side of the room.
Okay.
All right. Is this a mind affecting spell?
It is.
I burn my reflex and I put up intellect fortress. Actually, no. Tell me what it does first, and I'll tell you if the intellect fortress even works here.
Okay, I'm casting mental block on you.
Mental block on your creature. Mind affecting effects dealing half damage, including ability score damage to creatures in the area before any reduction to successful saves. When a creature within the area succeeds, the same throw, blah, blah, blah. Is it emotion or fear effect?
I mean,
no. It is not.
Well, it doesn't do anything, so I just fail.
Okay, so you get mental block. Cause a target of this spell to lose access to their
fatal memory, preventing them from using any feats, extraordinary abilities, spell-like abilities, or supernatural abilities that require an action of any kind each round at end of target's turn, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
I look at my full plate. I look at him as I lose connection to my goddess. I'm like, okay. And I switch out my weapon for my junk sensor for my two-handed giant fucking flame scimitar. Okay.
Staghorn, your last turn is held. What do you?
I attune again to gravity mood. And the remaining person needs to make a fortitude save.
19.
Okay, he saves. Okay, it's my turn.
Cool Z's. Finn! It's your turn.
Okie dokie. I missed with my sword. 28 DAC.
28 hits.
Plus 8? Yeah, right.
No.
12 damage.
Alright, you guys did it. Okay, you pull back with your whip and send it sailing across. And it goes crack across his face shielding. And you can see just the impact just break away that face shield. As Found he him. Turns back to face you, you see a mouth here, a mouth there, and a mouth there. Like a couple of mouths as he takes his helmet off. And that whole head of his is just covered in mouths.
I'm glad I used frost. Do do
do. I think I'm going to be sick.
Oh, I put my flame scimitar away. Put my sensor back up.
And put that away. Here we go. Thank you.
And now you actually hear him speaking to you. Only, you know, in the many, many, many voices. He's like, I tried to scare you off. I tried to just ask you to leave. But okay, fine. I suppose we'll do this then. And you can tell he's no longer playing around with you.
Yeah, you need to go back to the speak and spell. Damn it. 19 EAC. Sword.
Okay. He just kind of backs off.
Sword is sucking tonight. Jeez.
Leopold.
All right. One round a level, and I can't get rid of it unless I dispel it, which sucks. But...
You also get to save at the end of your turn every turn.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't believe in save or suck. You will always be able to roll a will save at the end of your turn to get rid of it.
All right.
Unless you fell three times in a row, then it's however long the duration is.
This one actually has it written in. You save every round.
Well, I'm not going to activate my junk sensor, so I'm going to use it just as blunt damage and attack KAC instead of EAC. I'm just going to run up to him and swing a incense burner with spikes on it on a chain at his head.
Attaboy.
I'm going to position myself so I'm flanking. Yep, nope. 19 KAC.
Okay, you try to position yourself, so you're flanking, and then you take a swing, and as you're swinging, you realize this thing doesn't have any eyes. We can't flank him. Oh.
Well, we'll save 21. I'm not sure what his DC is, so...
Actually, yeah, it passes. You're now able to use your spells and stuff.
Deity online. Uh-oh.
Booting up Deity EXE.
Alright, that's my turn.
Azuth!
Why is Deity in quotation marks?
That's a good question.
How big is this room?
The platform you're on is 10 feet wide that leads up to kind of like a Cerebro-like stand area, which is where the console was, which is where you were standing and fighting him, which is around 20, like about 20-foot circle there. But then it opens up to a much larger room where the forge and the flames are coming up out and the arm is dipping into the flames at this moment.
And that's where he's at now.
No, he teleported to the other side, so he's closer to the elevator now. You don't have to move very far to get to him, though. It's within 30 feet.
Azuk damaged the disabled the elevator.
I was going to fill the room with frozen nets, but if he can go somewhere where... Because it'll only fill the small room, so he can just teleport into the bigger room and he'd still be fighting, and it won't help.
Fill the elevator full of those.
Alright, I'm going to cast Ember Step, and okay. I'm going to burn another resolved to make it frozen on the ground.
Let's eat Ollivant's resolve right now.
And I'm going to give my move action to Savras, and Savras is going to take a double move action before ending behind him. So that'll be 80 feet worth of squares that he'll fill with frozen eliminating the positions that he can go to. And if he tries to walk, he basically can't get anywhere without them exploding. And then once I get behind him, Savras will bite for 24 against his KAC.
KAC, yes. That'll hit.
28 damage.
Okay. Savras bites and kind of pulls away a bit of the fabric, and then when you look where that fabric was, there's another mouth there, and it's like,
Savras basically chews the ripped away robe and growls back.
Okay. Savras, does a 28 hit your EAC?
For Savras?
Yeah.
For EAC, yes.
Savras needs to make a will save.
28.
Okay, so Savras isn't paralyzed, but Savras takes 24 damage as one of the mouths open up and start sucking away Savras' heat. Then his upper head area looks down toward you, Finn. Does a 30 hit your EAC?
Just barely.
Make five. A will save for me?
Ruh-roh. Okay.
Oh, no, you failed it.
Oh.
You can feel what little body heat you have being undead, being sucked away from you, and you can feel like your spirit and soul energy being attacked at this juncture.
I need that! Hey!
As he sucks away 23 of your life force energies, God. And you are paralyzed.
That's straight hit point damage.
Yep.
23, you said, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Now it's his turn's over. Staghorn.
I'm free.
The 10,000 years, I'm free.
make a perception check for me real quick, everybody.
That is
missing. One second.
Okay, so Azuth and Leopold, you guys notice. Staghorn, you also notice. But you hear just... Because I guess that makes sense, because Finn is like, oh god! You hear the sounds of that robotic arm retracting out of the forge now.
Ruh-roh again.
Go ahead, Staghorn.
Okay. I attune again to Gravity Bone. I'll go over to him. Let's see. All right, I'll go right in a minute. I'll attack.
Okay. Simple enough. I guess just roll a d20.
And I'll miss.
Yeah, you will miss. Okay. Are you triple attuned now at this point?
I am.
Okay. You can explode?
I'm gravity attuned.
Oh, that's boring.
So no, I'm not gonna explode because I knew we were fighting cultists.
Hot stuff. You guys should use fire. Finn, it's your turn. Use fire. Paralyzed for 2 rounds.
Damn it.
So this is that first round you'll be paralyzed, and the next round you'll be paralyzed, then you'll be done.
And you can will save out of cold person.
Yes.
For Leopold, this spell does not provoke attacks with opportunity. I reach out and I poke him. Yay. Make a will save. This will be DC 21 will.
Aw, fuck, I rolled low. Cool. 15.
Every turn, he is now cursed.
No!
Duration permanent.
Oh, baby.
Can only be dispelled with a wish spell, remove affliction, or break enchantment. Every turn, he has a 50% chance to do absolutely nothing.
Ugh, that sucks.
And my mage plate glows. My AC is up for the next turn.
Would high five you.
Bestow curse. That's my turn.
Azuth?
I'm in your face, poke.
He's still right in front of me?
Yep.
Man. So did we see anything coming out of the forge?
You see the armor tracting. It hasn't come out yet.
How much of the room is not covered in my frost bullshit right now?
You covered 80 feet, so... basically the entire platform.
But not
keep
the
going.
Bigger area.
Not like the walls and shit, but the platform.
Okay. Zavris will start by biting him.
Okay.
Do-do-do. Gonna bite. That's a whiff.
It's a miss, you stupid spider. All
right, and I am going to give my full action to Savris so that he can take 3 move actions. So I'm going to move 40 feet, 40 feet, 40 feet, covering another 120 feet worth of squares in frost. And if the platform we're on gets full, I'm going to move into the room with the fire, slowly sweeping towards the fire.
You just step into the forge?
Not in the fire area, but closer, because you said it's a room before it gets to the big fire.
Yeah, it is. It's like you get this little thing, it's like a cliff, and it drops off into the flames and the bubbling heat, and then there's like this pillar of flame that just erupts out of it, and then the arm just kind of puts stuff in that flame.
Where's the arm attached?
It just forges it. There is a robotic... the robotic arm is attached to a fixing on the wall.
Okay, so what you're saying is I have plenty of movement left and there's no ground left to cover.
Yeah.
Okay, then I ride up onto the wall and just run it along that robotic arm.
Okay. You done?
Yep.
Okay.
So however far along out the arm I am, that's how far out I am.
Okay. The armor tracks, being held in what appears to be like a vice, like claw kind of bit of the arm. You see this, it's a different looking mouther. It looks like it's got like long blades for hands everywhere, all over its body. And there's mouths, of course, all over it.
So this is as he's pulling it out, but he's still over the pit of fire. We can see it.
The fire's on the arm, so he's not in your bullshit cold nonsense.
Yeah, no, I'm asking. So before he pulls them over the ground, but still in the forge, I will use my reaction to detonate every frost that I can to try to break the arm.
Okay. Go ahead and detonate. You get one reaction until your next turn.
Yep.
So you can react one of those squares.
Yep. I don't remember how much...
Yep, 56.
Okay. It gets really cold on that arm.
Okay, that's my reaction. I'm happy with it.
Okay.
Continue dropping your freaking baraka on us.
Yeah, pretty much. Bronco falls onto the platform and it's just, and you see like all the mouths are doing the whole, it is a horrible yell, scream, as it shows up. And see here, who's in the back? Leopold's in the back. No, you went around to behind him, right? Yeah. So no, that would be Finn and Staghorn right there. Finn.
Yes.
Who's your favorite Mortal Kombat character?
Sub-Zero.
Probably the Terminator.
Terminator's pretty good. Does a 23 hit your KAC?
I'm going to go use the restroom.
Yes, yes it does, because I'm fucking paralyzed.
Okay. Take 21 damage as one of these blade arms just come scratching across your back.
Ow, how many? How much?
21.
21.
You skip Staghorn.
And then, sorry, I didn't mean to skip Staghorn. Actually, I almost skipped my sleepy bug. He's going to roll his aughts to see if he can get to do anything. He does not. And now it's Staghorn's turn.
Alright. Both. What? Well, everyone needs to make a fortitude save.
Real quick, a little flavor to the curse. Whenever he's locked up and doesn't get to do anything, basically entirely in his head, he just hears, "Our goddess is an awesome goddess."
We sure do love our fiery goddess.
If you don't have her, you suck.
This little light of my and I'm gonna let it shine.
No way.
I sucked.
So that was a fail on that one. Alright, the new one that just showed up rolled a 29, so...
Dang it, okay. Well...
Leopold is pulled in.
Yes, 10 feet towards me.
No!
Okay, so everyone's like right there next to you. Which is funny, because that's where the guy is anyway.
I know. I was hoping to drag the new one through some icy stuff.
Quick, use Fireball! Somebody use Fireball! That's what I was actually going to start doing next turn, but... Ryan cursed me. I was like, yeah, I guess it's time to start doing some explosive blasts and heal myself back up again. And you're cursed! Motherfucker! Oh well, T-Rex bug comes out here soon.
Finn,
you mean Baraka bug?
Finn is uncursed.
Yeah, Finn, your dealy is over.
Oh, cool. Well then,
you get slashed across the back.
Motherfucker! I attack that one.
Yes, you do. Ooh. Yes, you do.
Ooh, you're very, very angry at it. Clearly.
Plus eight.
Is that the attack lash?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a plus eight, so...
Well, he's on the ground. Although it doesn't really matter for these fuckers, but still.
Is there a critical effect on your...
Yes. Yes, there is.
Staggered. Oh, nice.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, yes, but I'm superseding because I'm a Varkulak. It is Leech.
Nice.
Alright, so 37 damage to the newcomer, huh?
Yeah. I'm double-checking on Leech here. Leech. This weapon can leech life force from the target, draining its vitality, leaving it feeling unsteady. The target must succeed a fortitude save or gain the off-target condition for one round per item level of the weapon. That's actually me. This has no effect if the target is immune to disease.
Aww. Sorry, bud. They're immune to disease.
Fuck. Of course they are.
I mean, how would they get diseased? Their blood is ash!
So I start to suck out some ashy life force. I'm like, ah, fuck that, no, ah.
And all the mouths at the same time say, no, bud, that's our game.
Stop riding my steez.
Do you have a sword coming, or?
I do indeed. Whatcha? God! Fucking dick! What the?
You want to roll odds for me?
Sword! Is it in my offhand? Is that what's going on here?
I think you should just double attack with your whip, bud.
Yeah, you might be.
Okay,
right.
You go to swing your sword and it slips out of your hand and falls into the forge now.
Bye! Fuck you!
There it goes! Bye, sword!
Well, yep. After that.
I don't want to spend my last third level spells, so.
What are you saving it for? A rainy day?
I'm going to guarded step 5 feet.
Look away. Around you. It's pouring.
I'm going to guarded step 5 feet away from combat there.
Okay.
And then Mr. Cursed needs to make... I need to attack him first. I'll roll 1d20 plus 10. Does a... Motherfucker!
Right?
No, it doesn't.
Nope. Nope, spell wasted.
Zeus!
Yes. So Baraka has yet to move, right?
Baraka did move up to Finn and attack.
So he's standing on a frost square right now. Okay.
Yes.
Reaction. I'll start there. 17 frost damage if he fails the reflex save of 21. Otherwise, he takes half.
Roll a 7. Cool.
Takes 21, and if he's vulnerable, whatever extra.
Okay.
How far is Baraka from me?
At 40 feet.
Cool. Give my move action to Sovereign. My Sovereign will take a move action and then a full action.
I'm sorry. 40 feet is the bird flies. If you're going to run it, it's like 60.
What about if I jumped?
Well, then you're 40. You're going to land on hit with all its mouths?
Land on the ground. So I rolled high in my acrobatics. So okay. So I jump and run the 40 feet. And we run up behind it. And Sovereign will take its double bite.
Okay.
Blap. And blap. 23 KAC?
Nope.
Right. And then Azuth will... what's behind Baraka? No.
You?
Okay. What's on the other side of Baraka?
Confused. Which side? Okay, so you got the platform in the tunnel, and then it opens up into the large circular room with all the fire in it, and then on the other side of the platform is an elevator, right?
If I was to pretend, shoot a lightning bolt at Baraka, who would I hit behind Baraka?
Finn, and probably Staghorn, and then you'd also hit the other guy, and then maybe Leopold.
Worth it.
So probably everybody.
I shoot a lightning bolt at them that is made of frost. I missed, okay. So it doesn't matter. You guys suddenly see a frozen lightning bolt just shoot into the ceiling. Haha! I have arrived.
Good job! My turn. This thing doesn't like being surrounded like it is, so it's going to... You see it just kind of go small and then almost like a bouncing ball just and just stick to the ceiling now. He's like 10 feet above you on the ceiling.
So he took a regular move action?
Yep, it's a regular move action.
Attack of opportunity him?
No. But you know what you can do? Could be a jerk. Actually, this is actually going to come at Leopold. This one's coming at Leopold. 25 KAC.
Miss.
Damn. Leopold, you're like 15 feet from him because you're on the other side of his buddy over there.
Yeah.
But you see this claw, one of the arms, just quickly like elongate and just almost like firing it at you. And that claw lands like really close to you and almost hits you and then retracts. this poor cultist, he needs to come on. Fuck. So he's just gonna kind of hang out and be like, "You suck."
I go, "Everybody, all in on this asshole."
Staghorn, it's your turn.
Okay. Okie doke. I am going to attune to photon mode.
No.
I'm not gonna explode.
Do it.
When I attack.
Coward, you should explode.
And I will, I will change my gravity to low gravity, and I will fly, up to the little melder, and I will...
It's like 10 feet long with lots of knives coming out of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. Little, yeah.
And I will attack him. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't hit him. You're trying to swing at him, and you see one of its blades just kind of bat your blade away.
Okay. And then at the end of my turn, I float down.
Okay. Finn!
So that other one jumped up to the ceiling, yeah, and that's 20 feet up?
He's 10 feet up. Feasibly, you could still hit him with your tack lash.
Okay.
Not Mr.
I'm sorry, Leopold, but this fucker stabbed me in the back.
And the other guy's not doing much right now.
he's fine.
Which is why we give him a curb party.
56 EAC plus 8?
Not plus 8, but you do hit him.
21 acid bludgeoning.
Okay. Pa! Your whip just
second
cuts
one.
Right through him and you have you doing a second attack with your whip?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it again.
Dun 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 dun. You miss. Dun 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 dun. Leopold.
I'm gonna move myself around so I'm interposing Mr. McCursed Face in between me and the bouncy ball of death on the ceiling. And I guess I'm just gonna try to hit him with my junk sensor. 27 KAC?
27 KAC hits!
16 points of just bludgeoning. Not fire, bludgeoning right now.
And this is the caster, yep. Right? Okay, what does it look like when you kill him? Seeing as I only had 10 HP left.
I hit him in the head. And then he goes down, and another mouth tries to open. I'm like, nope, don't want to hear it. And I just keep whipping this thing around and just hitting him with it until he stops.
Okay, you just see a lot of ash start coming out of all over the place.
Evicted. Turn.
Azuth, it's your turn. Evicted.
Nice. That's good.
Well, how far is it for me to get on the ceiling next to Baraka?
It's a 10-foot jump.
Okay, I pretend I have to climb the walls to get there.
20 okay. feet.
I will give my move action to Sabres. Sabres will move, and he'll take a double bite.
Okay.
Do a bite.
Ugh.
Roll lots.
55.
He goes the bite, but slips and falls off the ceiling. Thunk.
Cool. Well, as he's...
Goes right down the back of Leopold's shirt.
As yep.
No! I jump in the lava.
As we're falling, Azuth will shoot him 24 EAC.
No, that won't do it.
EAC?
Oh, no. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, EAC and does.
Is
sorry.
My line of fire hitting anything behind him?
The wall...
That is four. Oh, that was a bad roll. Yeah, I rolled a one. Four frost.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Yeah, this guy's dead. Hold on a second. Bleh!
Here he goes.
Does a 29 hit your KAC Azuth? Yours.
Minor Sovereign.
Because I'm assuming you're riding on top of Azuth, right? And he's above you, so chances are he's going to be hitting you first.
The way you phrase that is Sovereign will be riding Azuth. Yes, Azuth will be on top of Sovereign. Yes, I have a 19 KAC.
Excellent. Take 31 damage as this blade, one of the blades just come shooting out from it and just straight into you.
How close is Azuth to me when that happens?
They're pretty close, right next to you.
Cool. I use my gut bodyguard feat as a reaction. You get plus 2 to your AC.
Cool.
Does that help?
No. Help you at 21 KAC.
You did it! Well, hey now, says Finn. And it cries out at you. And it's going to do its multi-attack. Yay! Finn! It's a 25 KAC hits your KAC. Your K1.
Yes.
We need to get you some new armor.
Well, because I use my bodyguard feat. And that's okay. Me getting hit's not a bad thing.
I mean, I have 27...
Take 19 damage as another blade just cuts down at you.
I mean, Finn, you're a tank. I have 27 KAC and 29 when I cast a spell. Like, you need better armor.
No. I want to be hit.
Oh, that's right. Entropy points.
Yep.
Okay, there you go. Enjoy your entropy, and it's Staghorn's turn.
How much do you hit me for, Carol?
Carrot.
Yes.
How much did you hit Finn for?
19.
Okay, thank you.
Alright.
There's a bad roll. Very sad. I wanted to hit you for more than that.
Where is he?
On the ceiling.
Still?
10 feet above you. Yep. Hasn't moved.
Okay.
He likes the idea of making it so you don't get full round attacks on him.
Well, I fly up there.
What now, bitch?
And I will release.
KAC?
That's a cock?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Well,
sorry. You're one off.
I float back down.
Okay. Finn!
Eyes whips and whips again.
Whoops and whips and whip.
See that whip? Now see that nay-nay.
Now watch me whip, whip. Now
that hits. 16. Okay. You're starting to see ash coming out of some of these hits that you're throwing him away as another crack of the whip cuts into his flesh.
That damn time!
Yeah!
Fucking Christ, a critical! Go ahead and roll that beautiful bean footage.
Now he can't trip him, but can he pull him off the ceiling?
Exactly. Yes,
you know what?
I can.
Yes!
It's the same rules as if the thing were flying. Mm-hmm. I yank him down 10 feet, and he takes the falling damage on top of the 39.
Ow. I don't know how to... Okay, so you continue, you see the ash, and then you just kind of grab the end of your whip and just... fling it up there and just wrap it around what little body it has, and you just yank it down off the ceiling, and you see it as it hits the platform below, and it looks rough. No, it moved. If anything, on top of you. No, you're not. You fell off the ceiling.
Whatever. Fine. Continue.
Also, force movement and tax opportunity and all that.
Leopold, it's your turn.
I mean. I
like to think I yanked him right in the middle of all of us, so we're just all surrounding him.
I mentally go through my spell list real quick, and then I look at my weapons, two of which are pure fire, and then my one is just basically an incense burner that I've been prompt to use.
Actually, that's a good question. Did he fall on a frostbear?
Okay.
Ooh.
Yes?
Ooh.
19 frost damage.
Reflex for half.
21. Cool.
Yeah, roll a 26.
9 frost damage.
All right.
I guess make a will save.
12?
Yep. Then take 11 points of psychic damage.
What does it look like when you kill this thing? I
basically start psychically hitting it so hard in the forehead that it starts falling in, and I go, "Evicted!" And then boom, it just turns out.
All right, these two things are dead.
Trigger every single frost.
Consider yourself served.
Arm, trying to break the arm.
Okay.
I'm no.
Why not? It breaks.
I'm no engineer, but pretty sure a screwdriver would be more effective.
I've already done the work.
He's like, I want this to work. Mm-mm. You just see how this is getting colder and colder and colder until finally it just like snaps and breaks.
More barakas.
And you're like, ha! Liquid nitrogen!
Finn, 9 points of healing.
Thank you.
You're still pretty badly fucked up, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Take another 9 points.
So now what do you do? You got these dead mouthers here.
Well, we definitely in this forge. Extinguish this forge.
That'll do it.
Leopold, how confident did you feel in your dispel, or did you just feel like it was pissing in the wind?
I felt confident, but I think I could do it, but I got one attempt at it left. I think if we can find another method. Also, and I start digging through the ashes of the caster.
You will find some armor on him. Look, where is that armor?
Wait. Oh, do I
caster armor
first upgrade in armor in 5 levels?
Guess Anthony gets his first upgrade in armor.
All the rest of us wear heavy armor.
Take the light armor. Even when
I wear light, actually.
These are cultists. These are robes of the Mouther. What, you think they're gonna wear normal shit? This is cults. They have their own shit. The
cultists. Continue.
It is a plus 10 to the KAC.
Fuck, it's already better than my armor.
And plus 11 to EAC. It is considered light armor. And wearing this armor gives you a plus 2 to will saves against mind influencing effects.
Cool. I assume I can't shrink it immediately. Ooh, actually. I whip it out like a giant bedspread and cast shrink object on it and then put it on.
Okay.
That was youth sized.
You did it! Right, I was lining up a fireball. Fireball would have healed him and the slicey guy. I'm so sad that you cursed my dude.
I told you I went darker.
It was gonna be like, time for some fireballs!
Also,
totally fuck you guys up.
Also, fuck you for mental blocking me, you piece of shit.
Eat shit. Finn.
Yes?
You're kind of looking over the ledge at where your sword went in, and you're pretty sure it's gone forever. And you kind of think to yourself, man, those claws that Mallory had were fucking sharp.
Yeah, they were.
Which sort of reminds me,
with you.
Azith, I think I want a cryopack. I love the element of my goddess, but apparently here it's a detriment.
Like
so a
cryo infusion?
No, like a cryopack. It's a straight up item out of the player handbook, and I open my holy book, and it's the armory page. Yeah, it's right here. On the
Finn, if you pull one of those arm blades out of the Mouthers, you can use it immediately as a sword. It's a 3d8 blade. It's a 3d8 blade with a plus one magical.
I'm going to look blade around occultist. To see if they left 6 months worth of rent somewhere.
Okay, so you're leaving this floor then?
I'm not alone.
This daghorn goes to the elevator.
God,
bye, guys.
Godspeed, Coralman.
I mean, I can be really stealthy, but you know, I'd rather play it safe. On the other hand, it would be more fun to be stealthy. I go in the elevator.
It would be fun for stealthy. Okay, you go into the elevator. Are you waiting for everyone else or no?
I'll be like, you guys hurry up, I'm leaving.
I mean, Finn's like,
I mean, is there really anything else in this room? Are there computers? Are there books?
There is the computer and there's the forge. Azu said he wants to take this forge down before you leave.
We gotta... Yeah, you go check the computer. I don't know how to fly that thing.
36.
Okay, you're dipping into this computer, but it's very similar to the computer from when you tried to steal a ship before. So it's like, it's kind of confusing at first, but you get the hang of it. And you find the forge controls. Okay, the rainbow aesthetic goes away, and the forge kind of starts to cool.
I used to detect magic. It's still magical, or is it only when it's on?
Only when it's on.
Hey, entropy boy!
yeah.
Is there some sort of
fuck it
emitter
up.
Or something like that that is creating
okey
that?
Doke.
down below this platform, there are magic runes that light up the flames when they come jetting up. Those runes light up all that fire with magical imbuement, and that's how they forge the Mouthers.
Oh, that's easy, and I pull out my laser pistol and I just score through the runes. Just,
I mean, you kind of have to like angle it weird.
Is there anything psh, psh,
psh, it's hard shooting. Doom.
One or two.
Wait, is this
both
a version
actually.
Of Doom where they play as the demons?
No. This is really it's really just the forge controls here. Anne.
Is there like a data port where I could back up the forge controls, like the software?
You could probably rig one together. Take some engineering doing, but
Staghorn's antsy.
You could do
him.
It.
So I just shoot it with
you're
my
smart. Okay.
I shoot it a couple times after it moves away.
All right. So y'all get in the elevator then?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, you go up a floor, and the door is open, and you look out, and you can see the hallway and offices and things of that nature. You see all these cultists and Mouthers staring at you.
I scream out, working hard or hardly working?